Welcome to this podcast from St. Michael and All Angels Episcopal Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We hope you consider hitting like or subscribe. We hope you will share this audio with your friends and neighbors, help others know about our inclusive, theologically progressive community of faith. If you'd like to support our ministries, you can make a gift at stmichaelsabq.org.
Lord, take our minds and think with them. Take our mouths and speak with them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with your love. Amen. Please be seated. Do not be afraid. Be not afraid. Isn't it funny how when you truly get to know the twists and turns of biblical storytelling, that when someone says, do not be afraid, we are now all of a sudden way more afraid than we were before. This really creative cartoon short came across my social media this week. It featured some charming little woodland creatures, one a squirrel and one a bunny type character. And the bunny asks her friend if they would like to see her angel impression. We get a glimpse inside Squirrel's mind for a moment as the picture of a traditional charming angel begins to form. But when she turns toward her friend to see the impression, she's stunned to see an angel based on Ezekiel's wheels, the Ophanim, with fire and wheels and eyes and wings, and now bunny ears swirling in a terrifying impression that says ironically in a deep voice, be not afraid. So, of course, her friend screams in terror, and the last frame is Bunny, still in Obanim form, saying, I said, be not afraid. So if you have to tell someone not to be afraid, it's usually because at that moment, a normal person might think that there was something to be afraid of. Don't be afraid, Abraham. You've just waged war and paid homage to a strange king you've never met, and I'm about to turn your world inside out and upside down. Don't be afraid, Hagar. Your child is dying. Don't be afraid, Sarah. This excruciating labor is almost finished. Don't be afraid, Jacob. You will die in a foreign land. Or in a slightly different turn of phrase from the mouth of Adam, I was afraid, God, because I knew I was naked. I was afraid because I knew you would be angry with me, and I had no way to defend myself. And that's just from Genesis, people. It sounds like when God shows up, there's quite a lot to fear. And I'm not really sure that today's gospel passage is an exception. Don't be afraid. Sell everything you have and be ready to move really quickly. And some rather confusing bit about thieves. And this after telling people earlier in chapter 12 not to be terrified of people that could hurt and kill the body. In my pastoral education class in seminary, there was a moment when we graded together some of God's pastoral care in the Bible. And if we'd been scoring some of the stories I've mentioned so far, we might not have graded God so well in those moments when God tells people not to be afraid. But luckily for God and for us, the story doesn't stop there. Abraham dies old and full of years, and Isaac and Ishmael come together one last time to bury their father. Both of those children being the apple of their mother's eye and the fulfillment of her prayers. Jacob's bones are brought in a great procession back to the land of Canaan so that he can rest with his forebears in peace. And though the relationship between Adam and God is changed forever, it is not broken. God sews clothes for Adam and Eve, feminine gesture of care and hospitality, rather than the wrath they thought would come. So I think it's important to note that our God builds trust. Even in the case of Abram's sudden departure from Ur, God has to prove God's self to Abram over and over again before Abram accepts his place in the salvation history. And that God doesn't expect us to love and to trust without cause or boundaries. When you look at the covenant struck between God and Abraham, God takes the more boundaried role, the role of the vassal or servant, passing through the offerings that Abraham has cut. So if you, like me, have a hard time building trust, know that you are held by God, and that you don't have to wait until you get it or feel it to participate in the life of the kingdom. For some of us, the most we can do at times is come to this place and trust others to say the prayers that our spirit is not yet ready to say. And that's an important part of being part of this ancient community of faith. We can't all be the ones that accept the first draft of who God calls us to be. And the ones that are struggling to find their place in that story of salvation are identified in Jesus' words as the most important. And I think that when Jesus tells us to be ready this morning, he's telling us to be ready to do the difficult job of loving those we might not want to at first. You never know when you will run into another image of God that needs you to hold up a mirror to show their belovedness. May we be a community that takes the extra care to hold the fears of those who come to us wishing to see Jesus. Amen.